Hello, Vey, you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. Let's talk about the situation in India as we always do. I'm Sneha Murthani. Let's begin with some good news that has come in again today with our recovery rate crossing the 22% mark. This has been said by the government of India even as we get the latest figures. It does appear that our recovery rate seems to be improving. Our doubling rate, the number of days in which our cases double essentially, that stands at roughly around 10 is what has been said by the government. And they hope to improve that even further given the fact that there are states which are doing quite well and have recorded improved doubling rates. For example, a state like Kerala, which has recorded a doubling rate of over 70 days. The Prime Minister today interacted with Chief Ministers of States through video conference, suggesting that the chain of transmission of the virus should be broken strictly for districts falling in the red zone and orange zone. The Prime Minister has spoken about the fact that guidelines need to be strictly adhered to, especially in hotspots, the red zones that continue to be the problem areas in the country. Many of these red zones are in states of Maharashtra, in states of Madhya Pradesh, in Gujarat, and in various other states as well. For example, there are red zones in Delhi as well. However, by and large, the message that has come in from the government today is that there should be no stigma associated with COVID-19. Health facilities should provide required medical healthcare services besides COVID-19 as well. In fact, the Prime Minister has also laid a lot of stress on traditional medical systems and say that they should in fact continue to work. Now again, there are 16 districts in the country as informed by the government, which earlier had cases and have not reported any fresh cases in the last 28 days. So this is good news. Three new districts have been added to this list, and which brings the sum total to 19 districts in the country. However, some bad news also here. Two districts which were originally at the green zone, essentially, they were not reporting cases in the last 28 days, have now suddenly reported cases. These are SBS in Punjab and Filibit in UP, is what has been said by the government. Furthermore, a total of 85 districts from across 25 states and union territories have not reported any new cases since the last 14 days, which means that these are in the orange zone, the orange districts. The other significant development today, and this is something that I have reported on from Saturday on, when the group of ministers, the 13th meeting took place on Saturday, and they decided that they are not going to carry on serological tests in the country because the test kits were found to be faulty. The Indian Council of Medical Research was studying the quality of these Chinese test kits, particularly from two countries, and have now found that these test kits are actually faulty and that there was no problem in our states using it. Our states were effectively using them, right? The problem was with the quality of these China-made test kits. The Indian Council of Medical Research has said that these should be returned to the suppliers by the states if they procured them. Many of these kits had been procured from the central pool as well. Essentially, there is a bit of a confusion that continues as to what should be then the testing mode for surveillance reasons, given the fact that these serological test kits procured from two companies in China should not be used anymore. The government of India continues to say that RT-PCR tests are the gold standard of testing and that they essentially should be used. But remember, these aren't for surveillance reasons. These tests, RT-PCR test kits, are for diagnostics. As we continue to keep our patients and also stick to the lockdown rules, let's in fact hope and pray that the country in fact continues to increase the number of days in which it is doubling the cases, because that certainly is an indication that the curve really is flattening. Till then, we need to do our bit. Stay at home when we can, when we really have to, only then we should step out, and let's all be very cautious. Let's always maintain respiratory hygiene, use face masks as has been said. Let's all try to keep clean as always. And this is something that we all should do to contribute to the government's efforts in ensuring that we flatten the curve fairly quickly. Well, that's it from me today. Thank you for joining in this conversation. Stay safe. Bye-bye.